It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Thursday afternoon, USDA released their quarterly hogs and pigs report. This report, of course, gives us an idea of how many total hogs we have in the U.S., as well as how many are being kept for breeding and how many are being kept for marketing. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for this report.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the hog market has been under some pressure as of late, and it needed a little bit of friendly news to help break it out of its downward trend. And maybe the Hogs and Pigs report will be just that report that'll do it. The report was a little friendlier to the hog market than anticipated, and USDA even came in and made revisions to the previous reports, making them a little bit friendlier to the market as well. Looking at the numbers, all hogs and pigs as of June 1 were expected to come in at 101%. They actually came in at 100%, so 1% less than anticipated. Kept for breeding was expected to come in at 99% of a year ago, and that's where that number was estimated. Kept for marketing was expected to come in at 101%. It came in at 100%, so also 1% less than expected by the trade. When you look at the weight breakdown, the under 50 pounds was expected to come in at 101%. It was 1% less than expected at 100%. 50 to 119 came in at 100%. That was 1% less than expected by the trade. 120 to 179 came in at 101% of last year. That was expected. And over 180 pounds came in at 100%, which is 1% less than expected. So overall, it looks like we're seeing a little bit tighter hog numbers than what was anticipated. When you look back at the previous reports, USDA also reduced those numbers by 1% to 2%. So they're also a little bit friendly towards the hog market. And hopefully this will be enough news to help break that market out of its downward spiral.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.